The Kingdom of I, Chapter 13, Success City. What good can it do a man to gain the whole world at the price of his own soul? The sun had not yet risen when the group gathered for a final breakfast in the City of Seekers. Andrew joined them and gave them some final words of advice for the next portion of their journey. To reach the City of Grace, you will have to travel many days and traverse more cities than you did to arrive here in the City of Seekers. Two of the major cities that you will encounter will be Success City and the City of Ambition. "We are going to pass through the capital of the Kingdom of I?" Rob asked. "I've always wanted to visit that city." An enthusiastic chorus of "Me too" rang out from several in the group. "Yes, you will cross through the City of Ambition," Andrew replied, "but I caution you against treating the experience as an opportunity to sightsee. It is a dangerous city that has snared many people with its lure of prestige and power." "We will be watchful," Stephen assured Andrew. Timothy spoke up. "We often heard about Success City when we lived in the City of Mammon. It was a place that many people in Mammon wanted to move to, especially the business owners, but few ever did. What can you tell us about it?" "When you arrive there," Andrew replied, "you will quickly observe that Success City is a place where people are in constant motion. Its citizens strive day and night to achieve what they consider to be success. There is a large temple which houses the false idol of success in the center of the city. I recommend you stay away from it altogether. It draws a constant stream of desperate worshipers. People bring their offerings and lay them at the idol's feet. Many children are sacrificed there, both born and unborn. Marriages and health are sacrificed there as well, all in the hope of receiving a special anointing for success. Others bring thank offerings to the idol in gratitude for the success they've experienced in their business, which they always attribute to the idol. I want you to remember this. The temptation of that city lies in the intoxicating allure of success." Blake shrugged his shoulders. "I can't imagine what the problem would be if a person became successful. That was something our father always encouraged us to strive for. Doesn't seem like some danger we need to worry about." Andrew gazed at Blake for a few moments without responding to his comment. Then he turned back to the group and said, "You will pass by several smaller cities, which are located between Success City and the City of Ambition. They are Beauty, Envy, Celebrity, and Narcissus. You will become familiar with them as you meet their citizens along the way, but I'm sure you can avoid their snares. Encourage one another, stay together, and don't let anyone hinder you from reaching the City of Grace." Andrew stood up, and the Seekers took that as a cue that it was time for them to leave. They gathered their bags and headed toward the city gates. "It has been so restful here," Jody said wistfully. "And beautiful, too," Mary added. "Yes, thank you for this time of refreshment," Timothy said to Andrew. "Your thanks belong to the King. He's the one who prepared this time of rest for you," Andrew said. "Please pass our thanks to him," Stephen said. Dawn was breaking over the horizon as they walked out the city gates and began their journey once again. For the first hour, the group was quiet as they walked in the cool of the early morning. Then Blake brought up the subject of Success City. "I don't know what Andrew has against success. It seems like something we should all want. I always felt like it would be hard to find success in Fun City, especially after our parents squandered their money in our home through their gambling. I wanted to go somewhere else, anywhere else, and try to find success for myself. Maybe Success City is the place we should consider settling down." "I don't know, Blake. What about our dreams? What about the King calling us to a city?" Shay asked her brother. "Well, the dreams were good for us. They got us to leave that wretched place we were raised in. But now that we are out in the world and can see other options, I think we need to keep an open mind," Blake said with a confident tone. Rob addressed his cousin. "Blake, I don't think you and Shay should give up on going with us to the City of Grace. Why don't you see this thing through to the end? If you get to the King City and you decide you don't like it, then you can return to Success City and settle down. But at least go the whole distance and see what it's all about. You didn't have those dreams for nothing. They meant something significant. Oh, I think they were significant, all right. They were a catalyst to move us away from that small world we knew in the Twin Cities. But obviously, there's much more to the Kingdom of I than we ever realized. Success City sounds very appealing to me, and if I like what I see when we get there, I may just decide that it's the place we should stay, Blake answered, and you and Jody ought to consider it too. Stephen shot a look of concern at Timothy, who responded with a raise of his eyebrows. Stephen didn't like this talk of mutiny in the ranks. He had been troubled when Blake was so flippant in his response to Andrew's warnings about Success City. Now, his increasingly mutinous chatter really bothered him. He wished Blake would just keep his thoughts to himself. After another hour of walking, the group was joined on the road by two men dressed in business suits who were engrossed in deep conversation. As the seekers drew near to them, Blake greeted them. The men looked up, nodded to Blake, mumbled a greeting, and then resumed their conversation. Blake quickened his pace to get closer to the new two men. When there was a momentary break in their conversation, Blake tried to engage them. "Where are you fine fellows headed?" he asked them. "Success City," the man in the brown suit answered. "Oh, so are you residents there?" Blake inquired. "Yes, we are," the man in the blue suit replied. "We are just returning home from a business trip." "I've been quite interested in that city. What is it like?" Brown suit glanced at Blake with a look of exasperation on his face. "Well, it's simply the only place in the Kingdom of I to live if you want to be truly successful." Blue suit added, "It's true. The most successful people in every walk of life are residents of Success City." "I imagine if a person wants to be successful, they should surround themselves with other successful people. At least that's what my father used to say," Blake replied. "Well, your father was right. You should take his advice," Brown suit said dismissively. He then turned back to blue suit and resumed their conversation. Blake walked back to where his sister Shay was walking alongside Jody. After a few minutes, he spoke in hushed tones to his sister. "I think we really ought to consider settling down in Success City. Those men look successful, and they said it's the only place to live if you want to be truly successful." Shay looked at Blake with widened eyes. "Blake, we don't know anyone there. Who knows what it will be like to actually live in that city? Besides, I don't want to leave our cousins or our new friends." Jody jumped into the conversation and spoke earnestly to Blake. "Please don't make a rash decision just because of something two strangers in suits told you. Just stay with the group and let's see what happens when we reach the City of Grace. Remember what Andrew said? He warned us not to let anyone hinder us from reaching that place." Blake replied forcefully, "All I know is that our father told us to strive to be successful in life and to find other successful people and hang around them so we could learn their secrets to success. And though Andrew seems like a nice enough fellow, we don't really know him." "Blake," Shay said slowly but firmly, "you know that I love our father, but should we take advice from a man who destroyed his own life and our family through gambling? Have you forgotten so quickly that we had to flee our hometown out of fear for our lives because of his bad decisions?" Blake did not answer. Both Stephen and Timothy overheard the conversation that took place between Blake and his sister and cousin. They said nothing, simply exchanging troubled glances while Blake espoused his ideas. Stephen was worried for Blake. He was concerned that he would make a decision that would result in harm to himself and his sister. But he also knew that Blake had to make up his own mind about following the call of the king, just like each of them had done. A few hours later, Stephen spied the walls of Success City looming ahead. The two men in suits had quickened their pace and put a considerable distance between themselves and the group of seekers. They seemed to be hurrying toward their hometown as if their lives depended on their speedy arrival. As the group drew near to Success City, they could see the ultra-modern design of the city gates shining proudly in the noonday sun. It was almost blinding to look at. "Well, there you have it. What an impressive sight," Blake said proudly, as if the striking appearance of the city's entrance had proved his point. Those folks in Success City really know what they're doing. Timothy ignored Blake's comments as he turned to the group. We need to pass through Success City, but since I'm sure everyone's hungry by now, we will look for somewhere to stop for lunch before we continue on. Yes, Stephen agreed, but let's be extra cautious while we're in Success City and keep in mind Andrew's warnings about it. Most of the group nodded in agreement, but Blake snickered and said, this could be the best place we come across on this journey, so I'm going to decide for myself if I will be continuing with you people after we actually spend some time here. Stephen noticed the distressed look on Shay's face at Blake's pronouncement. Jody put her arm around Shay's shoulder and gave her a squeeze, but said nothing. The group moved toward the city gates, where a guard in a crisply starched uniform stood at attention. As they approached the gates, the uniform guard spoke. Welcome to Success City, where every citizen is proud to be a self-made success. Please state your business. Timothy answered, we are travelers headed toward the City of Grace, and we are simply passing through your city. We intend to stop and have lunch at one of your establishments and then be on our way. We have many excellent restaurants in our fair city for you to choose from, the guard replied. My sister owns a well-known eatery famous for its barbecue. I'm sure you would enjoy it. You will find it on the main road about a mile from here. It is called the Success City Grill. That sounds great, Ray said. I am sure hungry. Me too, Ben added. Let's go. As the seekers headed into the city, they were struck by the sheer number of gleaming new office buildings, which lined both sides of the road as far as the eye could see. They were also surprised at the crowds of people moving quickly between the high-rise edifices. I have never seen so many tall buildings in my life, exclaimed Thomas. Neither have I, added Rob. Much of my wealth came from my business dealings that I had here in Success City, Mr. Rich commented as they passed one office building after another. Really? Asked Blake. How can I do the same? You'll need a lot more wisdom and determination than I think you possess at this moment, answered Mr. Rich as he walked without a backward glance at Blake. What's that supposed to mean? Blake snarled. I'm plenty determined. Stephen interrupted the exchange by pointing to the restaurant ahead. There is the Success City Grill, and you can smell the barbecue from here. I'm ready for that, said David. Me too, added Ben. The restaurant had both indoor and outdoor seating, but the group chose to sit outside at long tables with benches that stretched across a grassy yard. Large, colorful umbrellas shaded the tables and created a festive atmosphere. A huge barbecue grill was covered with an abundance of sizzling meats, and the aroma was intoxicating to the hungry group. As a waitress took their food orders, Blake struck up a conversation with two men at a nearby table. Stephen leaned over and spoke. Blake struck up a conversation with two men at a nearby table. Before long, Blake had moved to their table and was talking with the men about business opportunities in Success City. Shay watched nervously as her brother conversed with the two strangers at the adjacent table. Stephen leaned over and spoke quietly to her while the food was being served. You do not have to remain with your brother if he decides to stay here. You can travel with us and we'll watch out for you. Just remember how real your dreams were. You don't want to give up on the king's call to you. Mary, who was sitting across the table from Shay, spoke up. It's true, Shay. They have watched out for me, even when I left my twin sister behind in the city of distraction. I know I made the right decision to follow the king, and you can too. We can do this together, Shay's cousin Jody urged her. Shay looked sorrowfully at the two girls. Thank you for saying those things, but I don't know how I could leave my brother after we just lost our parents, she whimpered. Stephen ate silently. Though he found the food tasty, he felt sick inside. He was certain they were about to lose two members of the group to the clutches of Success City. When the group finished their meal and the servers were clearing the tables, Blake stood up and shook hands with the two strangers with whom he had spent the past hour. He turned to the table of seekers and began to address the group. As I said earlier, I planned to decide if I was going to continue with you on this journey after spending a little time here. I believe that I have found what I'm looking for, a pathway to success. My new friends here, he motioned a hand toward the two men sitting at the nearby table, have invited me to join their business, and for a small investment, I will be partnering with them. They are escorting us to the Temple of Success to make an offering to the idol there so we can become citizens of Success City. I want to thank all of you for the companionship we've shared along the way, and I wish you the best on your journeys. I hope you find what you're looking for, as I have. Shay and I will be parting company with you now. Shay stood up and looked at her brother. I don't want to stay here, Blake, she said with tears. Of course you do, Blake insisted. We are family, and we need to stick together. We only have each other now. Blake walked over to Shay, put his arm around her, and began to lead her away from the group. Don't do it, Shay. Stay with us, Jody cried out. Rob put his hand on Jody's arm and quietly said, they need to make up their own minds. If she comes with us because we pressured her, she'll end up regretting it later and blame us for it. The group watched in gloomy silence as Blake and Shay walked away with the two strangers. Jody sobbed quietly. One thing is for sure, Mr. Rich said, with certainty in his voice. Those men will successfully relieve Blake of every penny he has. For several minutes, no one stirred until the stillness was broken by the sound of a familiar voice. Not everyone will seek the king, even after they have personally heard his call. The group turned to see Andrew the Encourager standing nearby. I know it's sorrowful to watch people you care about make foolish decisions, Andrew said gently, but do not allow it to deter you from continuing to follow the king's directives. There is still time for Blake and Shay to change their minds and resume their journey to the City of Grace. Andrew took a seat at the end of the long table. As you pass through the next several cities, you will discover that each have their own kind of magnetism, he explained, but be careful to resist it. Keep the goal in mind that the king has called each of you and has a purpose and a blessing for you that is greater than any city in the kingdom of Ai can offer. After encouraging them further, Andrew stood to his feet. You should be on your way before the afternoon sun fades. The group stood up and began to head back to the main highway. Andrew walked with them for more than an hour, encouraging them as they went. They passed a sign which read, "You are now leaving Success City limits." The next city you will encounter is Beauty City, Andrew stated as they walked. It is one of the most glamorous cities in the entire Kingdom of Ai, and by its nature has an allure that is nearly irresistible. But it possesses a twisted kind of beauty that has no lasting value. The king created true beauty, but what you will see in Beauty City is not that. So be wise as you pass through its gates. Don't allow yourself to become enamored by what you see with your eyes. What is behind it is all empty and worthless. Just pass through there and do not stop for any extended period of time. And do not forget to read from the king's book. You will need its wisdom. Now I will leave you to continue your journey. Stephen secretly wished Andrew would just accompany them all the way to the City of Grace so they could lean on his wisdom every step of the way, but he knew that was wishful thinking and pushed it once again from his mind. Thank you for your encouragement, Stephen said. We will remember your counsel as we travel. The group moved on down the road, leaving Andrew standing in the highway watching them as they walked away.